Thank you. Thank you. Well, in actuality, we do have to cover in the next few hours of lecture quite a bit about new types of processing and so forth. I'd like to give you examples of these. So we will. We'll start in at 7 o'clock this evening with the evening lectures. But you want 7 hours tomorrow night, don't you? Or are you going to make me work some more? Yeah. All right. Okay. Thank you. All right, that's the way it'll be. Well, what does acceptable mean? Well, I tell you, that's quite interesting. You know, there's some possibility that pressure doesn't quite come into language. Possibility, it's an experience rather than a syllable. But it's very interesting to note, that Thetan does have a certain experience with mass that he calls pressure. Now, what do you suppose this is here between that solid object there and the floor? Where they contact each other, do you suppose anything is happening at that point? You think there maybe is some there? Well, then, it does seem that there is some pressure going on in the world. Is that right? There is a possibility of this. Your chair, for instance, legs on the floor are exerting some pressure. Do you suppose this is the case? Well, where, right this minute, are you experiencing some pressure? Well, then it does occur. Does occur. Well, for instance, could you get the idea that there should be some continuous pressure between you and the chair? Well, let's just get that idea. There must be continuous pressure between me and the chair. Must be. You get that idea easily, huh? Well, why do you suppose that is? Why do you suppose you have this idea? What would happen if you didn't have that idea? If there's a great big wheel here, and we were spinning this wheel very rapidly, it would exert a certain outward throw on its outer wheel. Isn't that right? So we had this spinning wheel here, and we had a little marble or something up on it. The moment we spun it, the marble would go flying off of it, wouldn't it? Well, if we had a sphere here, we had a little marble sitting on it, and we spun it, what would happen to that little marble? Let me call something to your attention. That when you pick things up, now, take your right hand and pick up your left hand. Pick it up. Experience the pressure there. You are, huh? Do you suppose it's possible that you're doing anything else at the same time? You suppose there's a possibility? Let's look at it this way now. Just pick up your left hand here and I'll throw it down. All right, now pick it up here and just drop it. Let me call something to your attention. You dropped it. Now pick it up and throw it down. Now pick it up and drop it. You don't suppose that's an automaticity, do you? How come your hand falls when you let go of it? Now, if we weren't all earthmen and earthwomen and totally nuts, this would be perplexing to us. Because there's no magnet down in the middle of Earth and no steel in your shoes. This is fascinating.
Would the college professors, they got it all sewed up, you know. They got it all sewed up. They say, well, now, students, there's gravity. Well, that's the end of that.
It's quite amusing. Somebody one day wrote a formula for gravity, and I remember the formula's existence vividly, but not the formula. I've always missed it on examinations. It's something or other. It's a mass gravity formula. Mostly because every time I write it down, it gives me a different answer. It's quite an interesting formula. But it's my idea of formulas. They ought to be slightly invariable. They ought to be fixed, stable data. And they say, well, gravity and electromagnetism are the same thing. Einstein said so. He must be right. He's dead. What is this thing, gravity, this automaticity, that every time you put an apple out here, it goes splat? When you pick up your feet, they go back down on the ground. You don't suppose somebody could be working against somebody, do you? You can always ask a fellow to get the idea of fighting himself, and he agrees with you at once. Do you get the idea of fighting yourself? Well, it's a very amusing thing, running out gravity. I want you all to get up and stand behind your chairs now. Now, I want you to carefully hold your chair on the ground. Hold it from going up. Now, don't let it go up. Keep doing it there. Don't let that chair fly in the air now. Hold it on the ground. Hold it on the floor. Hold it. Make you feel funny? Okay, sit down. Now, let me ask you this question. Thank you for seating yourselves. My tone 40 experience here. Thank you. Let me ask you this question. Are you remaining on Earth or flying in the air? You are remaining here on Earth. Is that right? Your body is not flying off. The mass of your blank doesn't fly off. There must be something here holding you on. Is that right? But your experience with gravity is lifting things up. You want to carry a box from there to there. You go over and pick up the box and carry it over here and let gravity put it down, don't you? In other words, you pick it up and gravity puts it down. Is that right? Well, who's this guy, Gravity? Oh, I know. It's the long-lost genie from Aladdin's lamp that does this. Namely, you. Now, therefore and thereby, if I asked you to hold the floor on Earth as an auditing question, and hold your body in the chair with your hands on your head. You'd either get awful tall or somebody start to float. Is that right? Well, that's what we're going to do in this group session. I'm going to ask you merely to hold the floor on Earth, and I want you to do that, of course, just by your magnetic personality. I just want you to go, grr, grr, grr. In other words, exert pressure against the floor to hold it down. Got that? Okay. That's without your hands or feet or anything. I want you to go grr, 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 you know. And with your hands, hold your body on Earth. You got those two commands now. Is there any question about these auditing commands? All right, now what are your goals of this session? All right, now whatever those goals are, good auditor, I won't tell you what your goal should be. Whatever these goals are, your present time problem is wiped out because you're at the Congress, and Congress is float on the time track, and being out of your environment, your present time problem is negligible. That's right, isn't it? Well, thank heaven we've cleared the present time problem. All right. Then we have clarified the purposes here somewhat. And the auditing commands will be, hold the floor on Earth, and with your hands, hold your body. Would you rather have in the chair or on Earth? You would rather have hold your body on Earth. You're going to shoot the moon, in other words. Colloquialism, meaning going all out, of course. All right, very well. You asked for it. You said you wanted process this afternoon. By the way, if you do float off Earth, toss your badge down toward the back of the hall. They keep these, you know. They keep this plastic cover. Is it all right, Steve, if they simply waste those this time? Well, he says it's all right. You don't have to throw it back. Just keep your mind clear and free. And as you float off... Okay. All right. You got this now. All right, you ready for this session? Yeah. Very good. The first command. Hold the floor on Earth. Thank you. With your hands, hold your body on Earth. Thank you. Hold the floor on Earth. Thank you. With your hands, hold your body on Earth. Thank you. Hold the floor on Earth. Thank you. With your hands, hold your body on Earth. Thank you. Thank you. Hold the flower on earth. Thank you. With your hands, hold your body on earth. Thank you. Hold the flower on earth. Thank you. With your hands, hold your body on earth. Thank you. Hold the flower on earth. Thank you. With your hands, hold your body on earth. Thank you. Hold the floor on earth. Thank you. With your hands, hold your body on earth. Thank you. Hold the floor on earth. Thank you. With your hands, hold your body on earth. Thank you. Hold the floor on earth. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. With your hands, hold your body on earth. Thank you. Hold the floor on earth. Thank you. With your hands, hold your body on earth. Thank you. Hold the floor on earth. Thank you. With your hands, hold your body on earth. Thank you. the floor on earth. Thank you. With your hands, hold your body on earth. Thank you. Hold the floor on earth. Thank you. With your hands, hold your body on earth. Thank you. Hold the floor on earth. Thank you. With your hands, hold your body on earth. Thank you. Hold the floor on earth. Thank you. With your hands, hold your body on earth. Thank you. Hold the floor on earth. Thank you. With your hands, hold your body on earth. Thank you. Hold the floor on earth. Thank you. With your hands, hold your body on earth. Thank you. Hold the floor on earth. Thank you. With your hands, hold your body on earth. Thank you. Hold the floor on earth. Thank you. With your hands, hold your body on earth. Thank you. Hold the floor on earth. Thank you. With your hands, hold your body on earth. Thank you. Hold the floor on earth. Thank you. With your hands, hold your body on earth. Thank you. Hold the floor on earth. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. With your hands, hold your body on earth. Thank you. Hold the floor on earth. Thank you. With your hands, hold your body on earth. Thank you. Hold the floor on earth. Thank you. With your hands, hold your body on earth. Thank you. Hold the floor on earth. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. With your hands, hold your body on earth. Thank you. Hold the floor on earth. Thank you. With your hands, hold your body on earth. Thank you. Hold the floor on earth. Thank you. With your hands, hold your body on earth. Thank you. all the flour on earth. Thank you. With your hands, hold your body on earth. Thank you. Hold the flower on earth. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. With your hands, hold your body on earth. Thank you. Hold the floor on earth. Thank you. With your hands, hold your body on earth. Thank you. Hold the floor on earth. Thank you. With your hands, hold your body on earth. Thank you. Hold the floor on earth. Thank you. With your hands, hold your body on earth. Thank you. Hold the floor on earth. Thank you. With your hands, hold your body on earth. Thank you. Hold the floor on earth. Thank you. With your hands, hold your body on earth. Thank you. Hold the floor on earth. Thank you. With your hands, hold your body on earth. Thank you. Hold the floor on earth. Thank you. With your hands, hold your body on earth. Thank you. Hold the floor on earth. Thank you. Thank you. With your hands, hold your body on earth. Thank you. Hold the floor on earth. Thank you. With your hands, hold your body on earth. Thank you. Hold the floor on earth. Thank you. With your hands, hold your body on earth. Thank you. All right, now how are you doing now?
Somebody's going like this.
Is that pretty wog? Make you feel kind of wog-wog? You think maybe process too strong?
The disdain in some of those no's.
Anybody having any facsimiles flash by? Or
some of you just all black, like it always is.
How you doing though, for sure? You really doing all right? And anybody having a hard time getting the idea of holding the body on earth with the hands? I tell you, just if you are having an idea, and most of you aren't, but if you are having a hard time with it, why, just come down on it with a crunch, you know? Make up for lack of effectiveness with force, always.
Well, it's all right with you then if we continue this session, huh? You're doing okay then. All right, that's fine. Here goes the next auditing command. Hold the floor on earth. Thank you. With your hands, hold your body on earth. Thank you. Hold the floor on earth. Thank you. With your hands, hold your body on earth. Thank you. Hold the floor on Earth. Thank you. With your hands, hold your body on Earth. Thank you. Hold the floor on Earth. Thank you. With your hands, hold your body on Earth. Thank you. Hold the floor on Earth. Thank you. With your hands, hold your body on Earth. Thank you. Hold the floor on Earth. Thank you. With your hands, hold your body on Earth. Thank you. Hold the floor on Earth. Thank you. With your hands, hold your body on Earth. Thank you. Hold the floor on Earth. Thank you. With your hands, hold your body on Earth. Thank you. Hold the floor on Earth. Thank you. With your hands, hold your body on Earth. Thank you. Hold the floor on Earth. Thank you. with your hands, hold your body on earth. Thank you. Hold the floor on earth. Thank you. With your hands, hold your body on earth. Thank you. Hold the floor on earth. Thank you. With your hands, hold your body on earth. Thank you. Hold the floor on earth. Thank you. With your hands, hold your body on earth. Thank you. Hold the floor on earth. Thank you. With your hands, hold your body on earth. Thank you. Hold the floor on earth. Thank you. With your hands, hold your body on earth. Thank you. Hold the floor on earth. Thank you. With your hands, hold your body on earth. Thank you. Hold the floor on earth. Thank you. With your hands, hold your body on earth. Thank you. All the floor on earth. Thank you. With your hands, hold your body on earth. Thank you. Hold the floor on earth. Thank you. With your hands, hold your body on earth. Thank you. All the floor on earth. Thank you. With your hands, hold your body on earth. Thank you. All right, now we're going to give you just a few more of these commands. Is that all right?
Yeah.
All right. Hold the floor on earth. Thank you. With your hands, hold your body on earth. Thank you. Hold the floor on earth. Thank you. With your hands, hold your body on earth. Thank you. And this is the next to the last command. Hold the floor on earth. Thank you. And this is the last command. With your hands, hold your body on earth. Thank you. Well, now, it's all right. We end that process, okay? And any of you have headaches or anything like that? I mean, did it do something terrible to you? You all saying no. Well, look here. I was ready here with two theta buckets full of theta sympathy. I was going to pass them out. You know, sympathy. You're all right then, huh? You mean you're good enough shape to stagger out to dinner and stagger back in again for the evening lecture? All right, I will see you again at 7. It's been a pleasure processing you. Thank you.